Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hey, hi, I'm Joshua Jackson. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. So before we talk about chess, I'd like to learn something about you. I'm going to ask you a few general questions, and then you can ask me some too if you want, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes.
What are their names?
Joseph and Cassia.
How old are they?
Joseph's 14 and Cassia's 10.
Can you tell me anything else about them?
My brother's in like 8th grade, my sister's in 5th. My brother likes to play video games, my sister likes to play stuffed animals.
Do you have any pets at home?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about your pets?
I have a bird that's named Mocker. We usually just clip his wings so that he just doesn't fly away once he flew away, but we got him. He just landed on someone's head. And then I have two lizards. One's Iguanodon and one's Thunder Lizard. Iguanodon is just a iguana, and then Thunder Lizard's a bearded dragon. And then we have two cats. One's name is Emily, and one's name is Cash. Emily's just black and white, and then Cash is orange and black.
Do you have a favorite TV show or movie?
I don't really have a favorite TV show. Yes, I do. I have CSI Las Vegas. CSI, yeah.
And CSI. Do you like to read books or magazines?
Yeah.
Which ones?
On books, I usually like to read Artemis Fowl.
Can you tell me about that?
Artemis Fowl is a bit like, it has like 5 books in it, and Artemis Fowl is like this genius mastermind, and he figures out about these fairies who live underground, and the fairies like help him like rescue his father and stuff, who's been like captured by the mafia and stuff.
Now, do you want to ask me anything?
How old are you?
I am 23.
How long have you been working here?
Actually, I go to school. I'm a student. And I've been going to school at the university for the past 2 years. And then I went to a community college in Clown for 2 years, and one here at Blaine for a year. 5 years I've been in college. 2 more years to go.
Do you have any pets?
I have 2 cats, but they live with my parents because I can't have pets in my apartment. Both girls, Molly and Buttercup, and they were wild ranch cats.
What's your favorite book?
I like romance novels, and my favorite book is A Kiss to Remember. That's the book that actually got me started reading a lot. Now I'd like to ask you about chess.
Okay.
How long have you played chess?
Probably like 3 or 4 years.
How old were you when you first played chess?
8 or 9.
Who taught you how to play chess?
Coach Lisa, Lisa Stone.
Do you have a chess rating?
Yeah.
What is it?
1,018.
Do you have a chess coach or teacher?
Yes.
Can you tell me about him or her?
His name is Jerry Ramey. He goes to Chessways. He's extremely good. He he also has like this assistant named Forrest.
Do you belong to a chess club?
Yes.
Which one?
The one in Roosevelt. I just recently got there.
How often do you play chess, say, in a typical week?
Probably like 4 days a week. Yeah, 4 days.
Who do you play chess with the most?
Probably David Falk.
Can you name any famous chess players?
Bobby Fischer, I don't remember the other one.
Can you tell me something about Bobby Fischer?
He went to jail, now he's like living in, I think like, Greenland or something like that.
Do you ever play chess on a computer?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
I played it on like Grandmaster 7000, and it like teaches you like chess openings, and then this guy talks to you about like openings and like how to like counter openings and stuff.
Now tell me why you enjoy chess.
Because it's fun, like you learn a lot, you can calculate stuff. It teaches you.
I'm not familiar with the game of chess. You probably know a lot more about it than I do. So I'd like you to explain some things to me.
Okay, the king can only move one square in any direction, even diagonally. The pawn can move one square in up, but it can't move down or to the right or left or diagonally. But if it starts out, you can move it twice. And if the pawn gets to the other side of the board at the last square, you can turn it into any piece, queen, rook, etc., except the pawn. And then the knight can move, it moves in an L shape, like one, two, three, and then to the left, or to the right. And then the bishop moves diagonally, as many squares diagonally as it can. And then the queen can move to diagonally, or to the left, or to the right, or up or down. And then the rook can move up and down, and left to the right.
How many people can play a game of chess at one time?
Two people, but there's this type of chess called nightmare chess where like five people can play.
I've heard of simultaneous matches. Do you know what that means?
No.
Can you tell me about the different pieces and how they're supposed to move?
Pawn moves up one, but if it starts out, up two. Rook moves to left and right, and up and down, and then bishop moves diagonally, and then the knight moves two up and then one to the left or one to the right. King moves anywhere but one square. It can move up, down, diagonally, but only one square. And then pawns move one square.
Now tell me about the goal of chess. So in other words, what are the players trying to do?
The players are trying to checkmate the other person, or in blitz, they're trying to capture the king.
Now tell me about the rules that the player needs to follow. So in other words, tell me everything you can think about the game of chess so someone who has never played before knows how to play.
Okay. Can you repeat that again?
Sure. Can you tell me the rules the player needs to follow? So tell me everything you can think about the game of chess so that no one who has ever played like me before would know how to play.
Okay. Do not, like, move your king up to where it can get captured. Like, you want to move your pawns first to make it so your pieces can get opened. And do not, like, if you're, like, in the game of chess, you can't, like, move your king up, because if you move your king up, you're going to get checkmated really soon. And you cannot move your king into check, like if a queen is guarding one square, and you can't move that king, the king to that square. You cannot move a piece in onto another one of your pieces. You have to, like, go around that piece. Usually there's, like, this touch piece move where if you touch the piece, you have to move it. And then there's, like, the drop piece move where if you can touch the piece, you don't have to move it. But if you drop the piece and you let go of it, then you have to move it. Well, then it's already moved. And then
now I'd like you to tell me what a player should do in order to win the game of chess. So in other words, what are some key strategies that every good chess player should know?
Move your pawns up first, because if you move, you want to, like, control the center. If you control the center, usually no pieces can get and, like, able to checkmate you. And then after when you control the center, you want to move your knights to guard your pawns so that they can't capture your center. And you don't want to move your queen out first. If you move your queen out first, you're usually going to waste, like, a tempo. In other words, you're going to waste a move, and then your opponent could have the upper advantage. And then you want to castle. Usually, if your opponent's threatening checkmate, you don't want to castle on that side. You would usually want to castle on the king side. And
how long does it usually take to play a game of chess?
Usually probably like 30 minutes to an hour.
What makes the game last a long time?
Usually the thinking. Like, players have to, like, think on their move. If they don't think long enough, usually they'll get checkmated pretty easily.
Do you know how to use a chess clock?
Yes.
What makes the game end quickly?
If you move your queen out, usually they'll checkmate you because your queen's not guarding any of your king squares, well, your king pawns, to where they could checkmate you really easily.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about chess? Thanks again for talking with me today. That went pretty fast, huh?